protesters at the homes of Supreme Court justices. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Multiple protests are planned this weekend in support of Roe versus Wade after a leak from the Supreme Court indicated the decision might be overturned. Some of those protesters are at the homes of Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts, chanting, "No uterus, no opinion."
The White House says the justices' privacy should be respected. Google has removed a map showing the home addresses of the conservative Supreme Court justices, saying the map is, quote, no longer available due to a violation of our terms of service and or policies. That's not good enough for some people who say this doxing, which is tech speak for publishing private or identifying information about someone on the internet with malicious intent, needs to stop.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Republicans say crisis, the White House says challenge. Either way, there's a problem at the U.S. southern border. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez on Fox News Live.
The benefit is that it's a crisis of their own making. And so if they admit that it's a crisis, then people look back, well, how did we get here? And it's pretty simple how we got here, by reversing all the Trump administration era policies. That's exactly how we got here. And so if you have a crisis now, it lays directly at the feet of President Biden and his administration.
Texas Border Patrol, National Guard, and DPS are teaming up with Mexican authorities as they prepare to deal with another surge of migrants when the Trump-era pandemic policy Title 42 is lifted later this month. A stunning upset at this year's Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike charging the rail in the closing strides, passing favorite Epicenter and Zandon for the 80-1 win. Jockey Sonny Leone guiding Rich Strike from far back in the 20-horse field, winning by 3/4 of a length. The payout almost $164 to win, the biggest payout since 1913. Epicenter finished second, followed by Zandon in third. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An uninvited wedding guest in Arizona grabs more than just food and drink.
Landon Earl Rankin is a retired sheriff's deputy in Arizona's Pinal County. The 54-year-old Rankin recently crashed two weddings in the Phoenix area, but he wasn't there for the cake. Instead, he was caught on video surveillance stealing two boxfuls of wedding cards at one event containing between $3,000 and $6,000. When apprehended by police, Rankin told them he attended the weddings to hear the vows because he was going through a divorce. Police say there have been at least seven similar crimes in Chandler and other Phoenix area jurisdictions, and that Rankin's being investigated for those too. The retired former sheriff's deputy was jailed on suspicion of burglary, as well as several drug possession charges. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The getaway car is found. Police believe it was used by an Alabama runaway murder suspect and a corrections officer who may have helped in the escape. Fox's Charles Watson.
The 2007 Ford Edge Vicky White bought and allegedly pre-positioned along an escape route was located partially spray-painted at a tow yard in Williamson County, Tennessee, where Casey White apparently has ties. It had been sitting there for nearly a week.
Law enforcement is offering a $25,000 reward for finding both suspects. A big game show winning streak comes to an end.
The latest Jeopardy champ with one of the top five longest win streaks in show history has been defeated. Toronto tutor Matea Roach giving an incorrect answer to the final Jeopardy question, which asked for the names of the two mayors which make up the name of the Atlanta airport, Hartsfield-Jackson. Roach losing to Danielle Moorer by just $1 after winning 23 consecutive times. Nowhere near Ken Jennings' record of 74. 24 straight wins. Jeopardy fans will see Roach competing in the Tournament of Champions this fall. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.